Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, July 22nd. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Amazon rolls out a new digital wallet and a big day for tech earnings. But first, Apple was granted a patent today for a smartwatch that could receive alerts for calls and social media messages, give GPS data, play media, sense physical data, and be controlled with gestures. The application for the device was filed 3 years ago. Meanwhile, Apple is preparing to roll out new iPhones with bigger screens. The journal says the initial production run of iPhones with 4.7 and 5.5-inch screens will be the biggest ever. Apple thinks there will be strong demand, and it wants to have 70 to 80 million of the new devices ready by the end of the year. Amazon.com has rolled out a digital wallet for smartphones just days before the release of its Fire. The new app titled Amazon Wallet allows people to store loyalty cards or gift cards to use at checkout. Amazon lists about 70 participating retailers whose gift cards will display a balance in the app. Amazon Wallet will be pre-installed on the Fire smartphone. European Union antitrust regulators are getting set to step up their investigations into Google on several fronts, including revisiting a proposed settlement over its search engine practices. A person with knowledge of the situation said the European Commission is likely to revise some terms of the proposed settlement announced in February, aimed at dealing with concerns the company abuses its dominance of online searches in Europe. Coming up, we'll take a look at how tech stocks fared today.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Pretty good day on Wall Street. Dow Industrials up 61 points at 17,113. The NASDAQ was up 31. The S&P added 9. Netflix shares today were down 4.5%. The streaming video services profit more than doubled in the last quarter. Netflix said earnings in the current quarter could be hurt as it invests heavily on international marketing and expansion. Shares of Apple today were up almost 1%. Microsoft flat ahead of both companies' earnings reports. Printing technology company Lexmark International shares today were up 2.5% after the company reported second quarter results that exceeded expectations. Texas Instruments down a nickel today, the chipmaker's second quarter profit and revenue beat estimates. Again, the NASDAQ up 31 at 44.56. You can check out the latest news by heading to WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.